You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who was broken upon the cross so that we may receive His mending and healing work, and be raised imperishable ourselves on the day when He comes in His resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you heard of kintsugi? Maybe not. It's possible that you have. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it is. Kintsugi is it's a Japanese artistic practice of taking broken pottery and putting it back together with gold that has lacquer that has gold in it. And the way that it happens is they take broken pottery and place these things back together so that they are whole once again. And the way that this started actually has kind of an interesting backstory. So the way that it happened is there was a Japanese shogun, somebody who was very high up in the Japanese society at the time. And he had this Chinese tea bowl that he used all of the time. And he really loved this Chinese tea bowl that came obviously from China. And what he did was he broke it one day. There was a small crack, and he said, okay, well, I really love this. I want it to be repaired. And so he sent it back to where he had purchased it. He sent it back to China and said, can you please put this back together? Now, there was at the time a way to put back broken pottery. And the way that they would do it is they would take that pottery where it had broken, and they would drill tiny holes on either side of the crack. And when they drilled in those tiny holes, they would take a small metal wire, and what they would do is they would take that wire and they would then twist it or kind of staple it together in several areas until that pottery kind of came back together and was tightened up. Well, the visual effect of this was just not very nice. It sort of looked like Frankenstein's monster. It had this big crack down it, and you had these staples that were going across. And the way that the story goes is that when they brought back this tea bowl to the shogun took it and threw it across the room. He thought it was so ugly that he threw it, and it shattered into even more pieces. And it looked like he just had to go out and find himself another tea bowl. But late that night, there was a young artisan who came and took up the small pieces and fragments of the tea bowl, and he took it back into his workshop. And there in his workshop, what he did was he put lacquer together with gold, and he basically kind of super glued it back together. But super glued it back together in a way that would show the broken parts. It would show where the fissures in the pottery had been there, so that there was these gold lines that kind of went throughout the pottery now. And he brought it back to the shogun in the morning as an offering to him that he might have his tea bowl again. And the shogun loved it so much that he kept the tea bowl with him throughout his own life and throughout the lives of his predecessors who came after him. Well, that story of kintsugi is much like the story of the Passion for us. If you think about what the story of the Passion is all about, it is about a God who presented to us a world that was beautiful but fragile, a world that was whole, but a world that only took one small crack in order to begin a destructive process, something that made it unusable for what he wanted it to be. And so God had to decide, well, there's got to be something that will fix this. And so he gave to his people a way in order to begin to fix the cracks and the fissures that were in that table that are in our world. He said, follow my law, live by these sacrifices, live by these commandments. And he gave that to his people. And yet the result was not something that was beautiful. The result became something that was instead ugly. The way in which the law and the sacrifices were done was a way that was not pleasing to God. But rather, it simply showed that there had to be something else. There had to be something better. There had to be something that wasn't this ugly. And so what God did in sending his son was to take the bowl and to throw it across the room. To say, this is no longer going to be mended by a system of law and sacrifice, but rather there has to be something else. And that something else was Jesus. That something else was the very Son of God, broken on the cross so that he could be distributed amongst us. And what he did in coming to us was that he took himself and into those places where we are broken, he brought us healing. He didn't hide the fact that we are sinful. He didn't hide the fact that we need healing and forgiveness. In fact, what he did was probably just the opposite. He brought attention to it. And that's what we do here as we celebrate this Holy Week, is we bring attention to the cracks in our lives, to the places that we are broken, so that we can see how beautifully he fits into our cracked and broken lives, into our cracked and broken world, that what he does is he brings our cracks together and he says, these are the places in which I am bringing a new and special honor, so that in the place of that crack that would rather otherwise be ugly, he brings beauty, he brings worth, he brings value. Into that moment in our lives, he brings something that makes our lives as holes look all the more beautiful, because he fills in the cracks, the sins, the evil with himself. He fills in what is broken in us with something that brings us wholeness, which brings us back together again. That is the story that we celebrate this Holy Week. That story that reminds us that our lives are beautiful. Not because they are unfractured, but rather because into those places where we are broken, Christ has placed himself so that we might receive wholeness by his forgiveness and by him offering himself. So may you go about this Holy Week remembering that indeed, you are broken and you need his forgiveness and wholeness. But that by being broken on that cross himself, he broke himself so that he might fit himself into your cracks, so that you may be made whole. And one day, raised imperishable, never to be thrown away. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.